Good morning.
Good morning. May I see you?
I'm representing 801 Skinker. Now, this is a tax case, and I'm aware of the fact that this is not a case that any of you looked at and said, hey, let's have this case and let's hear it. It's a case that you have to hear because of the jurisdictional issue in a tax case.
This is all the cases. All the citizens have a right to be here. Go ahead.
Thank you. But it is nonetheless important because if the wrong decision is made here, it can have very far-reaching consequences. My client 801 is a co-op. Co-ops are not very common in Missouri, though they are very common in New York, where I come from originally. But the co-op is set up, and I'm going to explain a little bit because apparently my opponent had it a little confused in his response brief. The co-op is not a condo. The co-op is made up of a bunch of residents who have bought in for, I guess you could say, a license for the use that they can have of their apartments. So it's a residential use. 801 Skinker obviously has the apartments, and then it also has common areas. The common areas are hallways, elevators, there's a parking area, there's an entryway. And this is the issue here, is whether or not these common areas, the use of utilities in these common areas, can be subject to a sales tax in their utility bills. Okay. Now, the reason I describe what the co-op is because it is very similar and practically identical to what the definition of an apartment is, and they operate very similar to condominiums, in that the common areas are paid for by each of the residents. There's no profit here. It's whatever the expenses are, the residents will pay a proportionate share of those common areas. There are no profit centers in this building. This building has residents, common areas for the residents, and that's it. Now,
they all own an undivided interest in the whole, or they have licenses, you were saying?
They're actually stockholders in the corporation is what they are. So, as members of the corporation, they all serve as owners of the corporation. So whatever the corporation does, the owners do it.
Do they get a separate bill, or is it just kind of paid out of what we might think of as homeowner association dues?
They receive every year there's an annual budget that's set up, as there is in condominiums, and the association will set up an annual budget, and in there would be an amount that would be somewhat set up as whatever the historical numbers were. They'll provide that for the future, and that's what their assessment will be.
Their monthly assessment. Every month?
Every month. They'll pay an assessment each month.
They pay individually for their individual utility usage within their apartment, and then they pay their portion of the assessment for the common areas?
That's exactly right. Okay. Exactly right. So very similar to a condominium. That's exactly how they work.
Now, so what do we make of the issue about meter or not meter? That's in the statute. How do we deal with that issue?
Okay, so the statute is very clear because it says that if you have domestic use of utility, domestic use, and that's the important part, is use of utilities, then you qualify under the exemption for sales tax. That's how it starts. Then it defines domestic use. And domestic use is pretty much anything that is non-commercial, non-business, non-industrial. That's what domestic use is. In 1994, there was an amendment to the statute, and they added a sentence. And this court actually had a case, it's called American Healthcare. That case talked about exactly what that amendment was all about. And the amendment stemmed from the Hyde Park case, which had come out some years before that. The second sentence of the definition, which says, utility service through a single or master meter for residential apartments or condominiums, including service for common areas and facilities and vacant units, shall be deemed to be for domestic use. Now, the reason that amendment was put in was stemming from the Hyde Park case. This court's already said that. And the reason is that the legislature wanted to make it clear that, you know what, the structure of a community living situation where you have multiple units within a dwelling, those are considered residential. We're not going to consider those as a commercial or industrial or a business entity. These are people living in residence, condominiums, apartments, etc.
Opposing counsel interprets that to mean that if the whole building is under a single master meter, that's when that applies, and because the individual apartments have their own metering and then the common areas are under either one or two meters, as I understand, depending on the utility, it doesn't apply because there's not one for the whole building.
Right.
And how do you respond to that?
It's kind of like the worm eating itself. His argument is just what you said. At the same time, he's very proudly saying each of the units, though, receive the exemptions. So if each unit receives the exemption, especially at 801 and, of course, throughout Missouri, if each unit gets the exemption, then how do you reconcile that argument?
Well, would his argument be that you already get the exemption as a domestic apartment, as an individual apartment, and that sentence added an additional exemption for a master meter?
But it added, but that sentence says condominiums, apartments, including common areas. Okay? So if his argument is to be accepted, then the individual units don't get anything unless they're on one master meter. But they do, and they should. My point is, the legislature was saying it doesn't matter if it's a single meter or master meter. It does say single or. It doesn't matter if it's single or master because the only issue is the use. And the issue is that if you have a multiple unit within a dwelling, you're going to have a single or a master. And they're saying, we don't care which one. If you're a condo or an apartment, you've got common areas, you will qualify for the exemption. Now, the reason that single or master is used, keep in mind, is because the first sentence talks about individual occupants. So that's referring to a dwelling. And now we're dealing in sentence two with these multiple unit situations, which is what Hyde Park was. And the Director of Revenue challenged the apartments in that case that were under Section 8 owned by a corporation, and they said, look, the corporation owns this, it's profit-making, and we think it's non-domestic use. This court decided that it was classified residential, therefore it's domestic use, and the legislature thought, you know, the director doesn't seem to really get this. Let's put in sentence two, and we'll now close the gap. That when you have multiple units within a dwelling, it doesn't matter if they're fed by a single or a master. Now, in Hyde Park, it was a master. It wasn't a single, it was a master meter. And I think the legislature was saying, and I'm pretty sure that this is what they meant, because we don't have historical intentions here, we don't know. But what they're saying is single or master.
What is a master meter?
Okay, well, that's a good question, because there's no definition of master meter, but my guess is a master meter would be, as in Hyde Park, you have, let's say you have 20 apartments in a building, and all 20 of those apartments, they have separate meters, okay? But those meters also go to a master meter, and that's where the owners of the apartment building were paying that bill from the master meter. And the individual units or apartments had their own single meters going to them, because if they used more than the average was supposed to, they were supposed to use, the corporation could charge them extra for
As you said, that we're our job is to interpret what the legislature has said here, and your opponent argues that in three separate provisions in the statute, subsection 24A, B, and C, the repetitive language is used, single or master meter, including the common areas, and it couldn't be more clear. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, just because they say it three times doesn't mean he wins. They say it three times, we win, because it's clearly stating exactly what its intent is, and that is if it's under a single or a master meter, condos, apartments, common areas qualify as domestic.
Let me ask you a question.
It's clear. They have sliced and diced this into something way different than what was said. If what they're saying is what it says, Excuse me, I apologize.
No, no problem.
If it's what they say, it says the statute would say only if all units, all apartments and common areas are served by one single or master meter. It doesn't say that. They're saying condos or apartments, including their common areas, whether they're served by a single or a master meter. That's what it says.
Let me, you did a pretty good job of anticipating what my question was going to be. And my question was this: we all agree that this term master is undefined. And couldn't it be that a master meter was a situation where it's a fourplex or an eightplex, and there's one meter for the whole building, and it comes furnished and with utilities for a set price? Is it certainly possible that was the definition of a master meter?
That's right. Now
so if that's possible, and so if the definition of master is ambiguous, and you're trying to claim an exemption that puts you in kind of a tough spot. Because you'd have to prove that you're clearly in the exemption under our standard of review, correct?
The language is plain and clear. I mean, obviously.
Well, but I thought you just agreed with me that there's at least two possibilities as to what the word master meter meant.
No, just one. Master meter. My understanding is master meter is a meter that would be fed into by other meters. The other units in the apartment would feed into that master meter, and then that building would go.
Are you saying there's multiple setups of meters that could
make it a master? A single would be one meter, as you just described, that would serve the entire building. That would be a single meter situation. But let me just say this: in condominiums, I don't know how many of you have actually lived in one. Thank you. I didn't ask for a show of hands, but thank you. But condominiums typically have their own meters. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's why people buy them. They can control their own unit. They control the cost. They don't want to pay the cost that someone else down the hall is using too much of. They want to control their own. They buy a unit because it has their own utility. So you're not going to have very many, if at all, condominium where you have master or single meter controlling the entire complex. It just doesn't happen. And the legislature knows that. I mean, so that
they. But here, what is the setup? Does it all go to one master meter?
No, in this case, each of the apartments have their own meters. And then the common
areas. Areas go to one master meter?
They have I'm not sure it's Laclede or Ameren, but one of them, there are two single meters for different areas of the common areas. And then the other utility is just one meter that comes.
But
they're single meters. They're still single meters. We're not talking about another definition of a meter. Single meter. So single or master. Remember, that's what the statute says. Single or master.
Mr. Berkowitz, you have time for rebuttal.
3 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, you do. It's just the red light's on right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me make one more introduction if I can. Come on. Kathy Riley. Are you Kathy Riley? You here? Good. That's Judge Riley's wife, and she's come here to observe the first argument. Thank you.
May it please the Court, Your Honors. Jeremiah Morgan. The issue in this case is really one of simple statutory interpretation. The plain language of the statute, which must be strictly construed, requires a single or master meter for the apartment or condominiums in order to exempt the common area utilities. And in fact, as you said, Judge Russell, the legislature repeated that three times. There are what I think are three critical
facts.
What's
the difference between the single meter, master meter? So if there's three single meters, is that a distinction between them? Would it be logical to say, well, master meter, but you could have three single meters going to different utilities?
Yeah, I mean, the single or master meter language, the plain and ordinary reading of those are the same. Single or master is it comes through one source and then they divide it up afterwards. The American case was a case in which there was a master meter, and there was no dispute in that case that the common areas would have been subject to tax. And the same is true of Hyde Park. Hyde Park, the metering. Though it's a little bit unclear about how the metering went, the common areas were subject to tax. They were not exempt.
But isn't it clear the purpose of this was to change the result in Hyde Park, and the focus should be on sales to and purchases made by or on behalf of the occupants of the apartments and condos, that they're looking where it's not a profit center, where the common areas and others are owned by the people who live in the building, they intend it to be considered residential use just like their individual apartments are?
I don't know exactly if the statute was directly addressing. It certainly came after Hyde Park, and I think this court has indicated that it appears to be a response to that. What it does, Hyde Park in and of itself only dealt with residential tariffs in terms of whether or not an apartment or apartment complex is a residence and can be considered that under the tariff or under the classification. It didn't deal anything with master meters or single meters. Didn't have anything to do with that.
Why doesn't this at least read that if the common areas are under a master or single meter, because the purchases are made on behalf of the occupants, plural, of the apartment, that qualifies for residential? So it wouldn't, if say each floor of the common area had a separate metering, it wouldn't. But if all the common areas are under a master or single meter, those would be residential.
There's many possible ways to read the language. I would agree that that's one possible reading, but it's not. If we are going to strictly construe this language, you look at the first sentence of 144.030, and it talks about individual occupants. Here, all of the individual occupants are under a separate, their own individual meters, and their utilities are tax exempt. There's no question about that.
Because it's under a different provision.
Yeah, and then the second provision talks about the singular master. The second sentence, I should say.
Can we agree on this, Mr. Morgan? Then this, at 801, in the common areas, there is no business, commercial, or industrial activity.
I don't know that there's enough evidence in the record about everything they do in there.
There's no claim by the state that there is.
No, I don't believe there's any. There's no claim.
We agree on that. There's no commercial, no industrial, no business activity in the common area.
Well, the commission would disagree on that.
You and I agree on it.
Yeah, they're not selling anything in the common area. Right.
And there's no end, and they're not making anything.
Not that
they're
I'm aware.
They're not conducting any business.
No, Your Honor.
Somebody might come in to change a light bulb, and they might get paid for it.
Yeah.
Can and we agree that's not a commercial activity?
Depends on your definition of a commercial activity. But Mr. generally
as
speaking,
as we
I would
speak,
say no.
I've got two people cleaning my house back in St. Louis. Should I turn the heat off or pay the tax? I have two people cleaning my home in St. Louis, and I pay them for that.
Yes.
Should I turn the heat off or pay a tax on the utility service?
I would say no, Your Honor.
Don't turn it off.
Don't turn it off.
But I can still pay them for being there.
Because
that's not a commercial activity.
That is not a commercial activity.
I think we agree on that.
I agree with you.
But let me just follow up on Judge Roddy's question.
I agree with you. I agree with you, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Following up on the question, there's probably a management firm that collects all the condo fees, that works for the corporation, that makes sure that they... If there's work that has to be done on the building, it gets done, or takes care of the manager of the building.
You're quite right.
Are they then a for-profit company involved in this, so it's not anymore all domestic use?
Yeah.
Does that make a difference at all?
You know, it did make a difference to the commission. Under the plain language of the statute, it doesn't...
You say it did make a...
It did make a difference to the commission. The commission felt that there was non-residential...
Was there evidence of a management company here running it and they made profits? I didn't see
Not of
that.
Any profits, no.
Okay.
No. There's a corporation running it. and that's what the evidence
is. But who does the work for the corporation?
I assume, I don't know, they hire third-party contractors.
Isn't the corporation the residents of the condo building that formed a corporation that owns everything and their shareholders in it? So it's not a separate management corporation. It's the residents of the building that are shareholders
of
the corporation.
I believe that's right. Yes.
Let me ask another question concerning this case. Is it our role in this case to try to figure out what the legislature did or what they intended to do or what they actually did?
It is this court's role to determine the intent of the legislature, but based solely upon the language of the statute. So even if the legislature intended some other result, if it's not supported by the language, this court is...
But is this about whether it's domestic use? The good question that Judge Roddy, I think, pinpointed.
Yeah.
Is it about whether it's for domestic use or commercial, industrial, or business? If it's for domestic use, whether or not it's a single meter or a master meter or the legislature said, well, you don't have to pay if you jump up and down on one leg once a month. I mean, it's irrelevant. As long as it's domestic use, it's domestic use.
Yes. The critical language does begin with whether or not it's domestic use, but then the statute doesn't leave it alone, doesn't leave it for us to decide what domestic use means. It then goes and defines domestic use. And it says in the statute, domestic use is first if it's for an individual occupant. And I think that absolutely covers every single one of these individual apartments or condos, whatever they want to call them. That doesn't matter. So that first sentence covers their individual.
Yes, there's a big difference between a condo and a co-op. The co-op, the corporation owns the building, and the people have to get permission to move in. In a condo, you own that piece of air. It's yours. And then with the common space, it's something that's common to all these different owners. But the owner is not a corporation. The owner is still the condo, the condo owners.
And I agree there's differences between those two. But for purposes of this statute, I don't know that it makes a difference, because it goes through and it says individual occupants, which would cover each of these condos or cooperative or apartment owners. And then the second sentence goes on to talk about multiple unit buildings, and that is when you've got multiple users. And that's apartments and condominiums, and then it covers specifically common areas. And it says, in order for those common areas and the apartments, if they're to be tax exempt, they've got to be on a single or a master meter.
And what's the difference between a single and a master meter?
I don't think there's any difference between those two.
Would you acknowledge that most of our cases say if you use or, that the legislature used two words to mean different things, although they may be related and interpreted in pari materia, but I don't know of any case that we say, well, we just think they decided to use two words for the same thing.
Yeah, or does mean something for certain, but in this instance, the single or master mean the same thing, and these are the reasons why. First, they did it after already identifying that the utilities are going to go through a meter. Right, so it's not about meter or unmeter. That's not the issue. It's about whether or not it goes through a single or a master meter. And in the context,
what is the definition? Is there any definition of master meter? Why does it only mean single? Why doesn't it mean a meter that covers the common areas? I'm not clear.
That covers the what?
That covers more than one area of the common areas. It's a master meter. It could be a single meter for everything, or it could be a master, which means not an individual.
Right, and master, well, single also means not necessarily an individual occupant one either.
But they use two words, so can you help us if we think that must mean they have different meanings, what those would be?
Yeah, I based upon the statutory language, which begins by saying, it begins by saying in 030 that we are talking about all sales of metered utilities, so we've already covered meters, and so if single was different than master, then single would have to, it would be effectively just saying metered, right? Metered or master metered, right? And so in that instance, if you
or it means one for the whole building, or a master one that covers common areas, or
sure.
Could mean other things.
It could mean a whole host of things, right? I agree. It could mean a whole host of things, but when we are looking at a statute through the prism of strict construction, they have to prove that it is, let me get the standard.
But I'm interpreting, I understand what that it's their burden to prove the exemption applies, but to find for you, are you saying we have to find single and master mean the same thing? I don't think that's your argument.
No, not necessarily.
So what, if we don't agree with that, what do they mean?
Well, it's my position that they mean the same thing. If you read them in context, single or master means it's going through one meter for the whole thing, right? That's a logical, easy way to read the statute. And then it's supported by the other provisions, as well as the authority that we have. It's supported by the first provision, which talks about individual occupants. It's supported by the classification system, too. Here, there's no dispute that the utilities classify these common areas as non-domestic. And so they're charging a non-domestic rate. And
haven't they in this case said that was an error and they've joined in the case for that reason?
I don't know that they've determined that's an error. They have the ability to go forward and change that classification, and they've never sought to do that.
And if they did change it, what effect would that
That'd be another matter. The statute says it is not
That's dispositive. A separate provision.
It's conclusive, yeah. Right. It says it's conclusive with respect to what they have to charge.
Okay.
Now, the other part I would say is every apartment complex in the state of Missouri, the common areas, are subject to sales tax. This would change every single one of those.
But on the other hand, your opponent argues that condominiums all have a separate meter for their common areas as well as the individual units. And under your analysis, no one would qualify for this exemption. And is that what the legislature would have intended?
I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that's true. We don't have any evidence of how different condos or apartments do their metering. There are certainly ones that are on a master meter. And, you know, American Medical is an example of that. That was on a master meter. It was expressed in that case. And, in fact, in both of those cases, the common areas, and this is pre 1994 and after, were all sales tax, subject to sales tax. They didn't even appeal it in American Management. So if you look through those three elements of the statute, and I see that the clock is actually turned off, so I'm not sure.
About 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes, okay. if we go through all three of those elements of the statute, it supports the same conclusion, which is the Director of Revenue's conclusion, that single or master meter, in order for those common areas to be tax exempt, they have to go through a single or master meter. And here they don't. There's no dispute that they don't go through a single or master meter. In addition to the plain language of the statute, the surrounding provisions also...
What other options are there besides a single or master meter?
What other options are there?
If you didn't have a single or a master meter or multiple single meters, what other options are there?
I think you've covered it all. There's either a single or multiple singles or a master. And so a single can certainly be a master, right? Because it goes through one or an individual one. In fact, the definitions from the dictionary in both with respect to individual and single include one entity or essentially a group where it goes through an individual. Oh, thank you. So, I mean, there's different ways we can try to dice and slice up single or master, but a plain reading of the statute based upon this the court's precedence, which is clearly excluded or which has excluded in the facts of the cases common areas, and would overturn the way apartments or condominiums are treated around the state of Missouri, because currently they are all subject to, the common areas are all subject to sales tax. And reading the statute as it is, plainly, should still be subject to sales tax.
Isn't there a difference between a cooperative and a condominium?
Yes, there's a difference.
Are there other cooperatives that are taxed this way? You know of any other cooperatives in the state of Missouri?
I don't know the answer to that, but I don't.
So if this is this what we're doing here just applies to this cooperative, why should we be concerned about how this affects condominiums if they're two different entities?
Because the language does not appear to distinguish, of course, between cooperatives, condominiums, apartments. It appears to address multi-unit buildings, and the distinction between that we've talked about cooperatives versus condos does not appear to have any impact on the analysis of the plain language, and in fact it would lean towards actually not excluding them, because a cooperative is a corporation, as we've already identified, and you could easily define a cooperative as a corporation as a non-domestic use. And so it would, far from excluding it as an aberration, it would bring it even further into the analysis.
Statute says on behalf of occupants of residential apartments or condominiums, and does not mention co-ops. So
yes,
we're assuming they're included within residential apartments.
I would assume the same thing. Yes, yes. That's broad enough to. And this court in American Medical determined that nursing homes, for example, which is not a condominium or apartment, is essentially
a residential apartment.
For these reasons, the director would ask that this court affirm the commission's decision in this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
Thank you.
Mr. Berkowitz.
Well, it's interesting. Judge Russell, in response to your question, my opponent mentioned Hyde Park and American Healthcare. Hyde Park were apartments. They weren't condos. So there wasn't any issue there about a condominium and how that operates with respect to metered units. And, of course, you all know American Healthcare was a nursing home situation. So that, too, was not a condominium situation. So that
What is there in the statute that, that makes any difference concerning whether or not there's any money made off of the common areas?
Okay,
it seems
so,
to be the crux of your argument. I'm looking at the statute, and I can't see what in the statute seems to differentiate that.
Between money earnings?
Well, your argument is, as I understand it, that it's the residents, it's non-domestic use because the residents are on the hook and nobody's making any money.
That's
There's
correct.
A separate entity. That's the way I understand. But when I look at the statute, I don't necessarily see language that makes that a difference. I'm hoping you can point that to me.
Yeah. Well, this court put that issue completely to bed in their American Healthcare case. I mean, that was a nursing home. These were nursing home operators. Actually, you know, these were corporations that were paying the bill on behalf of the nursing home residents, basically, and that's how this court interpreted that.
Or is it the language that says the sales to and purchases made by or on behalf of the occupants?
Of the occupants.
So it's as opposed to buyer on behalf of somebody making a profit.
They're exactly.
Made by or on behalf of the occupants.
Exactly. And in this case, the corporation is making the payment on behalf of these residents, but not as a business and a profit-making business to do so. They are not earning money off of these residents. These residents are paying their pro rata share of the expenses for the common area, and that's it. And that's all the corporation collects from them each year. So there's no profit making there.
But
if you put this next to the American Healthcare case, you will see that in that case, they didn't care who paid. It didn't matter who paid and whether that was a corporation or anything else. And this court really put that to bed in that case and said it doesn't matter who the person is that's paying. The issue is the use and who's using the utility. So it goes back to Judge Riley's point, which is, in this case, the users are these residents, and Judge Stiff. The users are the residents. They're the ones who are using the utilities in the common areas for the most part. This is used for residential purposes, and so it's a non-domestic use.
Can you address the burden of proof issues that's been raised? This is not an issue of can they tax you, where the burden would be on the state, and if it's ambiguous, it wouldn't apply. You're trying to show an exemption applies,
that's
and
right.
Whatever the legislature intended, the state's arguing that they use language that says has to be everything, including the common areas,
right.
Through a single or master meter.
And my point is that we don't need to go to the intent of the legislature at all. I'm going there only because of what he's saying is the interpretation, which is a complete, I think, just a total distortion of the statute. The statute, on its plain language, says. When if the single or master, we don't care, if it's used to service a condo or apartment, including, not separately or through a master meter, that the common areas are now master metered to the units, et cetera. They don't say that. Just it's a master or single condominium, apartments, including their common areas.
If we were to decide that the statute's not a model of clarity, would that result in a decision in favor of the state?
Well, I think the Supreme Court would be safe to say that about just about every statute, don't you think?
I have no comment.
No.
We're bound to find clarity.
You're bound to find clarity. Yeah, I mean, this is not an ambiguity. This is not something that really needs. This is a stretch on their part to say that somehow it means that now every part of a complex, condominiums, every part of your apartment building, all of this has to be under one single master meter before you get this exemption. That would be so totally in opposite to what the statute's intent was, clearly by way what it says, which is it's the use of the utility. If you're using it for residential purposes, that's the important thing. To go to how it's metered or whether or not it has a master meter for the entire complex, it just doesn't make any sense.
Let me ask a question. If there was just one meter for the whole complex, then it would be impossible to decide what electricity was used for each residence and what electricity was used for the common area, correct?
That's correct.
So why isn't that a rational reason that the legislature put it the way that they did? Because there'd be no way to determine who owed what tax on what if there was just one meter.
Well, it goes back to, it said single or master for a reason, okay?
Right.
Single or master. In the Hyde case, it was a master meter. And what they're saying is, we don't care and I disagree with my opponent. The Hyde case strictly said it's a master meter in that case. Those were apartment buildings, and they had units mastered in for one master. That was what they reacted to. And they're saying, you know what? We don't care if it's master or single, and there are no others. There are no other kinds of meters, guys. There's nothing else there. So if it's one or the other, basically we're saying we're giving you the freeload here no matter what. You're deemed to be domestic use. And the deemed is because the director has been attacking those multi-unit dwellings, and this legislature is saying, no. We're clarifying here. These are deemed domestic use.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank Edwards. You, Your Honor.
The case will be taken under submission.